text, and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Warning. The SCP Foundation audio archive is classified. Access by unauthorized personnel is strictly prohibited. Perpetrators will be tracked, located, and detained. Evolution in a Bottle. Item Number SCP-3044. Object Class Euclid. Special Containment Procedures. SCP-3044 is to be contained at Site 234 in the center of a hermetically sealed chamber of at least 4 meter by 4 meter by 3 meter, accessible only via a double airlock system. Each section of the airlock must be capable of running a full biological decontamination protocol. Access to the chamber is to be granted only in the 6 hours following a flash event, and only if the previous instance of SCP-3044-1 was successfully contained within SCP-3044. All maintenance must be performed during this time period, and no access is to be granted outside of this time frame for any reason. Due to this relatively small time frame, all maintenance personnel and other staff requiring access should be pre-approved by the senior researcher. A robotic arm capable of remotely placing a new cap on SCP-3044 must be fixed to the ceiling and must be used to reseal SCP-3044 following a flash event if required. Ultra-high-speed cameras capable of at least 100x zoom must be positioned in the containment chamber to allow for 100% visibility of SCP-3044's contents. Description. SCP-3044 is a clear glass bottle with a spherical body measuring 1.2 meters in diameter, tapering up to a neck and mouth 28 centimeters in diameter, with a full height of 1.7 meters. SCP-3044 contains a microenvironment typically unique from anything found on Earth. These environments are designated as SCP-3044-1. At random intervals, SCP-3044 will emit a bright flash of light, henceforth referred to as a flash event, which lasts for less than 1 second. Footnote 1. Ranging from between 10 hours to over 6 months, with an average of 1.4 months. During the flash event, the current instance of SCP-3044-1 is destroyed and replaced with a new instance. This new instance will begin as a layer of soil with an atmosphere and liquids, made up of seemingly random combinations of different elements. Shortly after the flash event, signs of life will begin to appear within SCP-3044. Footnote 2. Typically 16 to 24 hours, though occasionally as early as 8 hours. This life typically starts as bacteria or some other microscopic organism whose presence can be inferred from visible changes in the composition of the environment. It then rapidly develops into plant and animal life, though many variations on this have been observed. Time within SCP-3044 flows at a highly accelerated rate, though this acceleration does not solely account for the speed at which life develops, suggesting some form of guided or controlled evolution. These factors make observation with the naked eye difficult. Addendum Number 1. Following Incident 3044-001, containment procedures have been upgraded, and a request to upgrade classification from Safe to Euclid has been submitted. See Incident Report for details. Note, upgrade to Euclid class confirmed. Incident 3044-001 Final Report on 1990. SCP-3044 suddenly and unexpectedly shattered while researcher was in the containment chamber. The current instance of SCP-3044-1, in this case consisting of a large variety of fungal spores, was released into the air and inhaled by researcher. This rapidly resulted in severe seizures, then death. Over the course of the next hour, researcher body, clothing, and all non-metallic objects on their person were completely consumed by the fungus. The reason for SCP-3044's shattering is believed to be high pressure caused by the buildup of spores within. The seal on the containment chamber held, but the risk of contamination made entrance impossible. Over the course of the following 9 days, the fungus was observed covering and consuming every surface of a containment chamber, albeit at a much slower rate than it consumed researchers, at which point a flash event occurred despite the damage to SCP-3044. Following the flash event, SCP-3044 was found intact and in its original location. Although the stopper was missing, and the new instance of SCP-3044-1 occupied the entire containment chamber. The previous instance of SCP-3044-1 had been completely removed, though damage to the containment chamber walls was still present. Personnel wearing Level 4 biohazard suits entered the chamber and inserted a new stopper, and attempted to retrieve any remains or equipment left by researcher, though none were found. The new instance of SCP-3044-1 lasted for 4 days and 13 hours, during which time an ecosystem vastly more complicated than is usually created by SCP-3044 emerged, until the flash event occurred and the new instance of SCP-3044-1 was once again contained within SCP-3044, the new stopper having remained in place. Following this incident, SCP-3044 was moved to a more secure biological containment facility. Experiment Log 3044-A. Following Incident 3044-1, experimentation began to determine the exact nature of SCP-3044's flash events. Experiment 1. Test. A length of iron 50 centimeters long was placed against the body of SCP-3044 and left until the next flash event. Baseline expectation test. Result: no effect. Following the flash event, the iron rod was unchanged. Experiment 2. Test. Following a flash event, the stopper was removed from SCP-3044. Result: the primarily aluminium-based ecosystem began to grow out towards the mouth of SCP-3044, starting with flying organisms and followed later by vine-like tendrils growing out and over the side of SCP-3044. Following the flash event, the new instance of SCP-3044-1 filled the entire containment chamber. The ground was covered in soil with multiple large lakes of an unknown yellow-brown liquid, and the air within the chamber was replaced with a cloudy green gas. As per containment procedures, access to take samples of this environment was not granted. Experiment 3. Test. Directly following the previous experiment, the stopper was left out of SCP-3044. Result: in a manner consistent with the effects observed during Incident 3044-1, the effect of SCP-3044 encompassed the entire chamber. Following the next flash event, the new instance of SCP-3044-1 also encompassed the entire chamber. Note by Dr. Both instances in which SCP-3044-1 filled the entire containment chamber developed a far greater variety of life forms and even began forming some basic weather patterns in the atmosphere. Once these experiments are concluded, consideration should be given to leaving the stopper out of SCP-3044 long-term. Experiment 4. Test. Directly following the flash event in the previous experiment, the stopper was replaced in SCP-3044. Result: evolution within SCP-3044-1 proceeded as expected, although because the ecosystem within SCP-3044 was now isolated from that filling the containment chamber, evolution resulted in markedly different varieties of life forms. Following the flash event, SCP-3044-1 was once again contained entirely within SCP-3044, with all material, including the atmosphere, outside of SCP-3044 removed. Note by Dr. Following this experiment, I decided to check the samples we had taken from previous instances of SCP-3044-1 and stored. All of them were present and accounted for. It is unknown why they didn't vanish with the rest of their environments when direct connection to the inside of SCP-3044 is obviously not required. A range-based factor, perhaps? Experiment 5. Test. SCP-3044 was temporarily transferred to the on-site long-range testing chamber, with samples taken from the current instance of SCP-3044-1 placed at 100-meter intervals through the length of a chamber. Result. All of these samples disappeared following the flash event. Footnote 3. An environmentally sealed room, measuring 1.2 kilometers on its longest axis, used when testing over significant distances is required in a controlled environment. Result. All of these samples disappeared following the flash event. Note by Dr. Okay, not a range-based effect. Line of sight, perhaps? SCP-3044 was sealed, which suggests something a little more complex. Experiment 6. Test. As in Experiment 5. The stopper was removed from SCP-3044. Following the flash event, a series of random objects were placed at varying distances along the test chamber, and the stopper was replaced. Result. The new instance of SCP-3044-1 filled the entire length of a long-range testing chamber. In order to ensure containment, regular thermal decontamination protocols were run throughout the chamber until the next flash event, at which point the new instance was fully contained within SCP-3044. The previous instance was completely destroyed, leaving behind the objects placed in the chamber. Summary from Dr. This is a full extent of a range of effect on SCP-3044 that we can safely test, but there's no reason to assume that it can't go much further. If nothing else, this has highlighted the importance of maintaining proper containment on SCP-3044. If a flash event occurred in an uncontained environment while the stopper was removed, there's no telling what damage it would do. Replacing a non-trivial chunk of the Earth's surface with some random alien landscape would be the best-case scenario. I'm suggesting that SCP-3044 be contained away from any other objects that are likely to destructively break containment. SCP-3044 itself isn't too difficult to contain. A sealed room seems like it will do the job, but it would only take the smallest amount of bad timing to end in disaster. Observation Log 3044-1. Note, following are notable excerpts from the observation log. For access to the full log, contact the senior researcher. The observation log was started during instance SCP-3044-003 after the constantly cycling nature of SCP-3044 became apparent. Observations largely transcribed from viewings of recordings due to the difficulties of observation with a naked eye caused by the time-accelerating effect within SCP-3044. Subject: SCP-3044-1-001. Composition: unknown. Notes: instance of SCP-3044-1 present on arrival at site. Protocols for retrieving chemical samples not yet in place. Observations. Primary features included a forest of various species of giant fungus, visual analysis shows at least 17 distinct species, and a species of flying reptiles with 6 wings. This instance of SCP-3044-1 lasted for 2 hours after arrival at site before a flash event, resulting in a lack of visual documentation. Atmosphere within SCP-3044 was noted as having a distinct purple tint, theorized to be caused by fungal spores. Subject: SCP-3044-1-005. Composition: soil layer contains high concentration of iron and silicon. Lake of liquid ammonia covers approximately 30% of total surface. Atmosphere primarily argon. Note: the chemical composition of this instance of SCP-3044-1 is impossible under ordinary circumstances. At the temperature and pressure present within SCP-3044, ammonia would be a gas, not a liquid. This suggests a large-scale manipulation of reality within the confines of SCP-3044. Observations. lake began to bubble violently for 54 minutes, releasing more gases into the atmosphere, which testing revealed to be primarily nitrogen and carbon monoxide. 73 hours after the atmosphere stabilized, small creatures resembling millipedes with metallic carapaces emerged from the lake and over the course of 3 weeks evolved into a large variety of creatures resembling insects with thick metallic shells. Of particular note was a lack of plant life in this instance, resulting in a complex and almost completely carnivorous food chain. Addendum. It was later discovered that the sample of liquid ammonia collected from this instance of SCP-3044-1 reverted to its expected gaseous state following the subsequent flash event. Subject: SCP-3044-1-076. Composition: Earth analogous, though atmosphere contained much higher concentrations of oxygen. Notes: Observations incomplete. See Incident 3044-001 report for details. Subject: SCP-3044-1-151. Composition: primarily carbon, silicon, and iron. Notable for lack of any other metal besides iron. Atmosphere: primarily carbon dioxide and oxygen. Lake of pure water formed a nearly perfect circle in the center of SCP-3044. Trace quantities of a previously unidentified form of exotic matter were found in both the water and soil. Observations: activity in this instance began quickly, at 8 hours after the flash event, the earliest recorded thus far, with bacterial processes causing notable discoloration of soil layer. A diverse and rapidly changing array of both land and sea life evolved and went extinct over the course of several weeks, before a humanoid and vaguely reptilian species began showing signs of sapience. They quickly became the dominant species within the environment and were observed using increasingly complex tools and building structures of surprising intricacy. They began showing signs of technological development after approximately 15 weeks. This culminated in the construction of a comparatively large tube-like structure attached to the inner surface of SCP-3044, which began cutting a hole through the glass over the course of approximately 1 hour. This tube ultimately proved to function as an airlock, and for the remainder of SCP-3044-1-151's existence, the lifeforms within could be seen performing exploratory missions into the containment chamber. Due to the recently upgraded containment procedures and the unlikelihood of a lifeform's breaching containment, they were allowed to continue their activities without intervention, though the situation was monitored closely. The hole cut by the lifeforms was gone following the flash event, and collected samples of the exotic matter disappeared from their storage container. Subject: SCP-3044-1-193. Composition: besides a small layer of sediment at the bottom, unsampled, though visibly similar to terrestrial Earth, SCP-3044 was approximately 80% filled with water, similar to that found in the Pacific Ocean. Notes: this is the first time no landmasses have been present within SCP-3044. Observations: after 25 hours of apparent inactivity, this instance rapidly evolved a stunningly diverse array of sea life, approximately 40% of which differed significantly from anything currently found on Earth. After 3 weeks, a small rock-like organism was observed floating close to the surface of the water, and over the course of the following 4 weeks grew to a size of approximately 30 centimeters across, with a 20 centimeter tall mass of rocky shell protruding from the water, essentially forming an island. Over the remaining 5 weeks of this instance's existence, a number of life forms evolved on this new island, including several bird-like species. How this island creature was able to grow to such a size with no apparent source of food, or where the material to accommodate its composition came from, is currently unknown. Subject: SCP-3044-1-213. Composition: Earth analogous, with only minor variations. Traces of the exotic matter previously seen in Instance 151 were found. Observations: evolution of life within this instance followed a similar pattern to that seen on Earth following the KT extinction event, with mammalian forms roughly analogous to terrestrial life developing relatively quickly. Approximately 2 weeks into the life of this instance, primates resembling early hominids began showing signs of sapience, and approximately 1 week later had developed into a form closely resembling humans. Progress from the use of basic tools to the construction of settlements and the development of technology occurred quickly, with notable similarities to Middle Eastern architecture circa 500 BCE in design of their buildings. Of particular note is that 2 months into the life of this instance, they began showing signs of telekinetic abilities, which they used in groups for constructing buildings and monuments. Due to the small scale of the life forms within SCP-3044, determining the exact nature and limits of this telekinetic ability is challenging, but was observed to be increasing in potency over time, with fewer individuals being required to move the same amount of material. A flash event occurred when the civilization within was believed to be on a level roughly analogous to humans circa 1500 CE. Notably, unlike in instance 151, the civilization in this instance displayed no observable awareness of the interior walls of SCP-3044. As in the previous case, following the flash event, the samples of exotic matter disappeared. Subject: SCP-3044-1-247. Composition: silicon and carbon-rich soil with high concentrations of heavy metals. Dense atmosphere of carbon compounds and lakes consisting of a variety of hydrocarbons. Observations: evolution occurred in a manner congruent with previous instances of a similar composition, ultimately developing into an array of fungus-based lifeforms visually similar to a number of Jurassic-era dinosaurs, albeit with tripedal configurations rather than quadrupedal. Of particular note is that this instance is the first to suffer an extinction event. 3 months, 2 weeks, and 4 days into the life of SCP-3044-1-247, a comparatively large asteroid struck the ground inside SCP-3044, wiping out all observable life within and leaving a deep crater into which the remaining liquids poured. Review of the recorded video footage shows the meteor materializing from the inside edge of SCP-3044, heading directly towards the center of a land mass. This is the first time an event such as this has been observed. It is also worth noting that, despite the apparent force of this impact, SCP-3044 itself was undamaged. Subject: SCP-3044-1-256. Composition: carbon, aluminium, and copper make up the bulk of the soil, and the previously observed exotic matter was present in large amounts. Atmosphere of mainly nitrogen, and lakes of liquid methane also contain traces of exotic matter. Observations: signs of life appeared 9 hours after instantiation, and evolved incredibly quickly and unusually directly into a race of quadrupedal mammals that rapidly began displaying signs of sentience. Less than 24 hours after the creation of SCP-3044-1-256, the lifeforms within had already begun building structures and using tools, and 6 hours after that began showing signs of developing technology. They continued to progress at an incredibly advanced rate until, approximately 36 hours after instantiation, they began building a large structure which reached the center of SCP-3044, on top of which was a large, bulb-like object. The bulb flashed a number of times in a constantly repeating pattern until a flash event occurred 47 minutes later. Later analysis revealed the flashes to be Morse code and translated to "help," repeated over and over. It is currently unknown how these lifeforms learned Morse code, or how they were aware that there was anyone to communicate with outside of SCP-3044. Samples of the exotic matter disappeared at the time of the flash event, as with the previous cases. Lifeforms in future instances of SCP-3044-1 that begin to show sapience, along with any instances containing any form of exotic matter, are now to be reported immediately to the site director. Thank you for listening. Intro music was from Punch Deck. You can find more at soundcloud.com/punch-deck. Level 2 patrons or higher can get early, ad-free episodes. If you have an SCP that you'd like to suggest, you can find a form to fill out in the description below. Rating, reviewing, and sharing always helps. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you in the next episode.
Are you interested in helping to teach machines how real people speak? When creating voice systems, a large amount of voice data is needed. Oftentimes, large companies that have this information do not release it to the public. Mozilla's Common Voice is a project to help make voice recognition unbiased, open, and accessible to everyone. Donate your voice by reading short sentences or check the quality of other people's contributions. It's super simple and you don't even need a good microphone setup, perfect English, or anything like that. In fact, accents and any other languages you may speak will only improve recognition. Contribute your voice to hashtag Common Voice. Find out more at commonvoice.mozilla.org. That's Mozilla with two L's.